Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic! Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Hello. Another day goes by and I don't have an opening theme song because of copyright. So we are just playing a lot of sweepers in a row. Yeah. Different type of radio show here because it's an internet radio show. It's a podcast. We do things differently here. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. You can always leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I'm sitting here recording in my apartment. Got some audience members today. I have my cat looking at me, licking himself. Oh, I make him so. We're going to move on from that. And we got my girlfriend hanging out on the other side of the room. So you can always tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We are heard on zradiolive.com every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central. We are also on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. And we do the Talking Head Show, which I've been saying that I do it, but I haven't done it in like 6 weeks, man. It's at No Filter Network, at the No Filter Network, which is at nofilter.net. Next week, we're going to book it right now. I'm going to post about it, and you're all going to pay to watch it. It's going to be a great live show. I'm going to manifest this right now. Because with my laziness and my half-assed way of going through life and depression, I'm like, oh, who would want to watch me talk? But we're going to manifest that moment here because it's so exciting. Let me just drink a little bit of this caffeine before I explode into rants. It's kind of like Superman getting ready, doing push-ups against the wall. Okay, we are good. We have so much to get into. I'm really debating how much Britney Spears I want to cover for the rest of my lifetime. Like, it just kind of feels like this Free Britney movement. Okay, now before I go into the Free Britney movement, I got to do my old fun 2021 disclaimer that I will say real quick. The following thoughts about what I'm going to say about the Free Britney movement do not represent all Britney Spears fans. It does not represent all, whatever you identify as with your gender, I'm being really woke. It does not represent every single Free Britney fan. So when you hear the words, what I'm going to say about the Free Britney movement, and you don't agree with it, that's fine. Because I'm not talking about you in this rant. You're not involved. We're not thinking about you. This following rant is for the people who are using the Free Britney movement for clout. Yes, 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 there are fans of Britney Spears who genuinely care about her mental health, like my friend Danielle, who I'm going to have on the show soon for a Britney update. Like, there's people that genuinely care. There's a lot of people. We're going to sell t-shirts, and we're going to do podcasts about it, and we're going to have documentaries that she didn't approve about it, because we care about her mental health, even though she's asking you to leave her alone. But we're looking out for you, Britney. What you are doing, half of the Free Britney movement, most of them, is equivalent to what the paparazzi were doing in 2007 when the paparazzi were following her around and making fun of her and late night shows were ripping into her and she was the joke of every radio show and every magazine. Was back then, the way of using her was by using her and making fun of her. But the new way of using her for clout is pretending to care about her mental health by debating about her all the time, which by doing that, you're gossiping about a person you've never met, and you're pretty much just being the paparazzi of 14 years ago. The only difference is you're being positive, so you hide behind this fake woke attitude and shut the hell up. I'm sick of it. Oh, we care about Britney Spears' mental health. That's why we're having podcasting events. Oh, yeah. Totally not profiting. How about you go get a talent? It's one thing to express your opinion. And you're going to go, Ryan, you've talked about it on your podcast. But I'm not claiming to be doing this for a greater good. I'm doing this because I believe this show, in a situation with throwback hip-hop, you put this in the morning, this podcast would be number one in any major market. But it's because I'm talking crap about celebrities. Because I say it like it is. So you're never going to hear me go, oh, I'm such an honorable person that looks out for other people's mental health. No, 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 no. I'm mentally ill. I'm looking out for me. So you're never going to see me go, oh, yeah, Ryan Hoppy's a part of the Free Britney movement. My life's very short, and I work really hard to separate the time of my day so I can have as much time to do whatever I want. And in the amount of time that this universe has given me, I'm not going to a rally.
Spears is standing her ground. The pop star is calling for space and laying down some rules for paparazzi and fans.
But can we do the Free Britney Movement podcast, please? Even though your Lord is saying, please don't do it, they're going to keep doing it. Because they care about her mental health so much.
Is calling for space and laying down some rules for paparazzi and fans while she is on vacation. She posted an Instagram video that starts with a powerful message, reading, quote, do's and don'ts if you are a pap, fan, or anyone in my space. In the video, which...
So pretty much all the future parades, whatever the hell you're going to do to get attention, all these podcasters, you're done. This is the official end of the Free Britney movement. She's pretty much saying, leave me alone while I'm on a vacation, hoping that if you begin to leave her alone on the vacation, that you would continue to leave her alone forever. She's kind of inching into it. She's like, hey, I'm going on vacation with my boyfriend. Can you leave me alone? Hoping that we'll forget about her. This is what she's doing. Oh, after 14 days, then we can go back to making Free Britney shirts and Free Britney podcasts and using her for clout. But for these 14 days, oh, let's forget about it. It's not going to happen. This whole thing is just so messed up.
Just set to this song, You by Lily Allen, Britney Spears shares a quote that reads, don't talk to me while I'm texting. It's rude.
Oh, man, she's getting passive aggressive.
And calls out the paparazzi for taking her photo. Writing.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what they do.
In the caption, quote, so being here in Maui is pretty crazy now. The pops know where I am, and it's really not fun. It's pretty hard going anywhere because these silly faces keep popping up to take my picture.
It's so weird hearing Britney Spears talk, too, because forever and ever, you have had no idea what type of personality she has. She always had that, like, look like she felt like she was being kidnapped. In my opinion, with her little buggy cute eyes where she was nervous, if she was on, let's say, TRL with Carson Daly in 2001, or if it was her on How I Met Your Mother 10 years ago. Whatever role Britney Spears has ever done, whatever role she's ever done, she's always had that look in her eyes like, help me, I'm being held captive. Get rid of me. Like, she's never really looked like she was in the moment. Like, if you look at any of her old music videos, Britney Spears looks like she's being held captive. So now that she's out here being honest, saying that she's in Maui and people are bothering her, she's no longer being the pushover. She's no longer being the person that is being bothered. She's telling you how she wants it now. Because forever and ever, everybody's made fun of Britney. She's been this little kid. Oh, my God, I'm Britney. I'm going to dance and burn down my gym. Woohoo! Forever and ever, Britney Spears has been the punching line. She has been the punching bag. But now she is stepping up to the plate and pretty much saying, leave me alone. Because the people that were made fun of in the 2000s are now on a redemption tour. We got Britney. You got Paris Hilton a little bit. You had Kwame Brown, who's one of the biggest busts in the NBA of all time. People that were made fun of because they had no outlet to speak out. Oh, they are out there. Scottie Pippen. The cool thing is to rip into the douchebags of the past. It's just going to be going on this decade. I feel like this decade, the 2020s, is just going to be anybody who was a punching bag from 1990 to 2010. They're just going to be writing biographies and podcasts. Oh, I was treated badly by the music business in the 2000s. I'm going on a whole media tour about it. My name is Chingy. Are you going to have like a rock and roll artist? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just going to be us living in the past. The 2020s, I can sense it. I can taste it on my taste buds. This is just going to be us reliving the 2000s because we're already doing it. I'm going to the tour in November. It's the Millennium Tour. Omarion, Ying Yang Twins, Chingy, Soulja Boy. Oh, it's going to be a good time. So what I'm saying is we are officially, the way people viewed the 90s and the 2010s, the 2000s is now the decade.
Britney shared a video of herself walking down the beach in a red bikini and went on to accuse the paparazzi of editing photos of her.
The paparazzi editing photos for their own gain? For their own agenda? No, that would never happen.
Writing, quote, "Not only do they take my picture, they distort my body and mess with the image, and it's embarrassing."
Yeah.
"I know my body is not perfect, but I definitely do not look like how they portray me."
Trust me. Oh, man. And I guess this can go with any gender. I was going to begin by saying that women always think they're fat, but I got to be woke, and I would never just say that and just pinpoint one gender, so I'm going to say it wokely. I hate when somebody, man or woman or whatever you identify as, I hate when like they're in good shape, but they got the slightest tummy. The slightest tummy. And this might be me projecting about myself. And they think they're fat. I think it is me projecting about myself. Like, Britney, you're fine. Who cares if the paparazzi did a watermark to your picture or whatever the hell they did? Airbrushing would be the word. Shows how little I know about Photoshop, because I am atrocious at Photoshop, is the fact that I thought a watermark was an airbrush. Yeah. But Britney, who cares? They're losers. They're dorks. They're sociopathic imbeciles. The paparazzi.
"It's rude and it's mean. So pops, kindly you and off."
Oh, yeah. Throwing shots at the paparazzi. That's not going to make them want to do it more. Because whenever you've been a person, a famous celebrity, and you respond to the paparazzi with anger, they always accept your request and go away. The paparazzi never get more wild when you react, because they would never do that.
The pop princess jetted off to the Hawaiian island with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, for some R&R.
Which you gotta wonder what the hell the boyfriend's doing, because he's like 10 years younger, and it makes you wonder if he's there for the clout. Because, like, he was literally in kindergarten when she was out there doing her thing. Hit me, baby, one more time. Like, that kid was literally in kindergarten. I don't know why I said kid. He's around my same age group. So I'm a kid. Not at all. I'm old. But I'm saying to you is the fact that you have to wonder what Britney Spears' boyfriend is doing. Because, like,
Following her court appearance last Wednesday, the toxic singer expressed her frustration to Judge Brenda Penny over her longtime conservatorship, which has been managed by her father, Jamie, since 2008, saying in part, quote, "After I've told the whole world I'm okay, it's a lie. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I cry every day."
That's going to be a lot of pressure for this boyfriend, too. I just looked up how old he is. He's the same age as me. He's in the same graduation class. So literally, when she was losing her mind, he was like in seventh grade. He's born in 94. I'm born in 93. So he's essentially the same age. Man, he's got to be one mature hunk, man, to deal with. And I'm not saying to deal with that. I'm not trying to make fun of Britney, but I'm just saying she has so much going on. I mean, I'm in really defensive mode today. That he's really got to be a mature guy to deal with that. You know what I mean? I said it in the end.
"It's embarrassing and demoralizing what I've been through. I didn't think anybody would believe me."
But we now do, you princess, you angel.
Britney rounded up the video message by sharing something supporters could do.
What?
She reposted a video from a fan account of a crowd of people rallying in the street who seemed to be singing her hit, "Oops, I Did It Again."
So just go out there and sing Britney karaoke and everything will be fixed.
Britney Spears is facing yet another setback in her battle for freedom after a recent court decision, and our hearts are breaking for Brit. Let's get into it.
Man, poor thing.
Britney Spears has had a tumultuous few months.
You don't say. That's a way to put it. That's a word you can use.
Just last week, we heard her literally beg a California judge for her freedom, since she's now been in a strict conservatorship for more than 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Britney asked the court to remove her father, Jamie Spears, from his position of control over her life and money.
Oh, man, it's got to be hard, man. Your father's a scumbag leech who uses you for money. Like, that's just the beginning of father issues. That's just the beginning of daddy issues. Gotta be hard.
He said she can't marry her boyfriend, have kids together, or even ride alone in a car with him.
Like, you can say what you want, because you'll hear people go, oh, millionaire problems. Oh, why should I feel bad for Britney? You know that, like, person that wants to be edgy that's like, I do feel bad for Britney, don't get me wrong, but I've got problems to deal with. Like, I hate that person that has to be an insensitive asshole whenever you're talking about a celebrity having problems. We all have that friend. Well, I'm trying to get by and pay my car payment. Why should I care? Because it's a human being. You talk to any millionaire and they are miserable pricks that always have to make problems, even though they literally do not need to have problems. Like, whenever you hear a millionaire's problem, they always create it themselves. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is, you'll always hear people go, oh, Britney Spears is a millionaire. Oh, this isn't that bad. This isn't that big of a problem. She's a human being. And to the person out there that's ripping into her and saying she can have whatever, think about the time you've had a panic attack. Think about the time you were having a bad day. She gets that too. Because just because she has money doesn't mean she's not crazy.
One of the more surprising moments of her testimony was when she revealed that she doesn't have control over her own reproductive system and can't even get her birth control method, an IUD, removed from her body because her team doesn't want to allow her to have more children.
Yeah.
And a friend of Britney and her boyfriend, Sam Asghari, told People that he's eager to start a family with Brit.
I don't know what to say. Because literally, he can either be a great person and be looking out for her and whatever. He also could be a scumbag.
Source said he's ready for marriage and kids with Britney, and he's serious about the relationship. She wants to take that next step and have that full life with him. As a couple, they've hidden how they've really felt, even from the people close to them, because they were anxious and scared. But now it's all out there. Unfortunately, despite everything Britney shared, she just faced yet another roadblock in her case, because a Los Angeles Superior Court denied a request from her lawyer to have her dad Jamie dropped as her co-conservator.
Can you imagine how much of an asshole judge you must be to not drop this from Britney? How much of an elitist, out-of-touch, boomer prick you must be to not drop this from Britney. You clearly see that she's in a better place than she was 13 years ago. You clearly see that everything's going for her. But no, I'm the judge, and I got to go by the specific laws. Medical marijuana, if you have a pen, is a felony. We got to go by these specific laws because we're the court and we're uptight assholes. And we'll get into Bill Cosby in a little bit. We got to allow Bill Cosby to escape and give Derek Chauvin not that many years because we're the law and we're out of touch losers. Oh, fuck you.
In her testimony to the court, Britney described him abusing his power and getting rich off of her, and said he loved the control to hurt his own daughter.
Oh, this is just phenomenally annoying and phenomenally frustrating.
After her testimony, Brit's dad actually filed a petition calling for an investigation into Britney's allegations of mistreatment.
Oh, what a father figure. Because any father, if you were legitimately seeing your daughter in a conservatorship, you would, if he truly cared, like if he really was a good father, not this holier-than-thou little personality he exposes to himself and he shows her, oh, he's such a prick. He is such the definition of overcompensation, her father. He is just the poster boy for deadbeat, scumbag leech father that only wants to be around a daughter when she has money. He is the poster boy. But at the same time, if he really was a father who cared about his daughter being better, you would reach out and text and come up with like a goal where if you reach this point in your life, I will drop the conservatorship. Like the fact that he wants to keep making her suffer shows that he's in it for the money. Because any person with a heart, and this goes to the court and everybody involved in that out of touch process known as a courthouse and judges, anybody that is situated or affiliated with her dad, you clearly see that she's better. But no, we got to keep it going. Why? If she's better, drop it. Because in the end, even mentioning Britney Spears is a way to be a clout chaser. Britney Spears will forever be a synonym for the word clout chaser. Since the beginning of time, everybody has always used Britney. If it was the creepy guy when she was 6 years old on TV interviewing her about, have you talked to any boyfriend? So funny to hit on a seven-year-old. He was doing that because he was probably a creep. And then he's using her as clout to talk to a child. And then when she becomes a teenager, everybody sees that she is literally this gullible kid with a lot of talent. So then all the people in her family and all the people around her in the music business used her for clout. So first you have the creepy host, and then you have that moment. And then you have her making it big, and she's dating dudes that have used her for clout, and then she's dealing with the paparazzi that's using her for clout, and then she's dealing with K-Fed who's using her for clout. Do you get the point here? And then she's dealing with the Vegas show she didn't want to do, that she's dealing with clout there. Everybody is using her for clout, and now the Free Britney movement is doing it. And I think we all need to sit back in our chair and realize that maybe we need to end this motion we've been doing her whole life of using Britney for clout and getting our own interests. Oh my God, the Free Britney movement. We got to have seven mimosas because getting really drunk is the perfect way to represent a conservative ship being dropped. Because what's going to happen is everyone's going, this is what's going to happen in court of law. The judge is going to see footage of Generation Z's who were born the year her music came out getting blackout drunk at a bar. What's going to happen is that judge is going to see all the footage of all the podcasts and all the merchandise being sold. And he goes, because Generation Z's were getting blackout drunk at a rally at an overpriced bar where a beer is $7, and because the Gen Z made all this merchandise, and because the Gen Z made all these podcasts, I'm going to drop the conservatorship. Because that's essentially what the Free Britney movement's trying to do, and it doesn't seem to be working. So maybe it's time to admit that it essentially failed. Maybe it's time to admit to get a life. And as the great philosopher known as Chris Crocker said, leave Britney alone.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Let me take a deep breath.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. All right. This following rant, I really let into the people, has been, I'm just here patting myself on the back, getting ripped, patting myself on the back. This segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can purchase the best hot sauce in person. But if you don't live in Florida, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. Realize the world's not ending. You can go to TampaBayHotSauce.com and there you can order online. And they also have recipes on their website. They got everything. Life advice, Bitcoin advice, not at all. But go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. And then add us on Instagram, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, when you cook a nice meal with your hot sauce. Life's too short. Spice it up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning.
Where's my whiskey? I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
This is the Hoppy Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Shut up!
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can always leave me a voicemail, and then I will be sure to play it on air, and I can even text you from the 856-49-HOPPY number. So you can always call me and leave a voicemail, and very soon, because we are going to manifest the show being on in a major market, then you will be able to call me live. But until then, it'll be next week. Literally 856-49-HOPPY. You can text me and you can leave me a voicemail. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and I will be sure to respond to you on Twitter and Instagram, Ryan Hoppy Radio, Snapchat, Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me if you're a traditional or if you want to pick up this podcast for an affiliate, whatever you want to do. You want to tell me I suck? But we're not going to manifest that because I am phenomenal and a flawless person with no flaws. Ryan Hoppy Radio at gmail.com, bro. That's where you go, bro. Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Yeah. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do.
Counting On is coming to an end amid Josh Duggar's child pornography case.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they were going to really move on with their main brother who already was caught cheating on his wife that she didn't leave him because she has such credibility and was not with him for his fame. You had Josh Duggar, you had him getting caught cheating on Ashley Madison 6 years ago, and he was doing weird things with like his family prior to that. But finally, the moment that ends the show, because they have so much credibility, is him, you know, getting caught with child porn. That was kind of what ended it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really move on from that. You don't really, you know, like, recover from that. Your famous brother getting caught with child porn, yeah, I think it's time to end the show. That's going to be a no for me, dog, on season 17 of their show or whatever the hell it is. When your brother gets caught with underage porn, yeah. Bye-bye.
A spokesperson for TLC tells ET that the network will not be moving forward with the Duggar family's reality series as the 33-year-old former reality star is being investigated.
He's only 33 years old. Oh my God, that's what happens when being a pedophile and doing a lot of cocaine does to your face. He literally looks like he's 43. That dude is 6 years older than me. Thank God I got a girlfriend. That's a makeup artist. She makes me look young. Oh my God, he's 33? He looks horrendous.
On Tuesday, the network released a statement reading, quote, TLC will not be producing additional seasons of Counting On.
No, what are they going to do? Oh no.
TLC feels it is important to give the Duggar family the opportunity to address their situation privately.
That essentially is mumbo jumbo lawyer talk for whatever the hell you guys need to do privately. Get away from us because we do not even want to have the same Google search related searches of a pedophile. We want nothing to do with you. Get the hell away from us. And don't ever walk back in our doors again. That's essentially what they said when they said this.
TLC feels it is important to give the Duggar family the opportunity to address their situation privately.
And get the hell away from us. We don't know who you are. It's like when you block somebody from your life and then you see them out and about and you block them on social media and you're like, oh, hi, like very sheepishly. That's essentially what the network did when they were like, yeah, you can leave in a private manner. Go. We never knew you. We're never going to look you in the eye at the fair.
Following the cancellation, Josh's sister Ginger and her husband Jeremy Vuolo released joint statements on their Instagrams.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the lawyer mumble jumbo from these Christians.
Writing that they are grateful for the opportunity.
Actually, I'll read it. We are grateful for TMZ for... No, I probably shouldn't have read it. Take two. We are grateful for TLC giving us the opportunity to be on their network over the years and their kindness towards the Vuolo family. It's been a remarkable journey that has opened doors to travel in and experiencing in a world we didn't think we would have imagined possible. So essentially, he is saying, it's been remarkable working with TLC because we got to travel the world and experience the world, and we became millionaires off of pretending we're nice religious people, is essentially what he's saying when he says we experienced the world and traveled. We didn't work a day in our lives, and we pretty much leached off of our creepy parents and our older brother, who's kind of a pedophile. But we became millionaires, and we are such credible religious people. They go on to say, we wholeheartedly agree with TLC's decision to not renew Counting On. And that's not true. Oh, thank God you canceled our show. We totally agreed with it. There was no way our parents were begging you to keep us around because we have so much going for us. We are the Duggar family. And we have such talent. Our younger kids, our famous actors or musicians or athletes, they'll totally find a job once this show is canceled. We totally agreed with having it canceled because we have so many more options around us. Everybody's calling Hollywood going, how do we hire the Duggar family? That pretty much is a bunch of elitist hypocrites. We need that energy around us. Somebody who has a pedophile brother, oh man, sign us up. That's going to be a winning situation. No, thank you. Speaking of hypocrisy and speaking of the elitists winning in the end, unless you're Britney Spears, Bill Cosby's conviction overturned.
Bill Cosby is officially a free man.
First of all, my life flashed before my eyes because 2014 was a big year for me. I moved out of my house. So like the quarter life crisis, I was like, that was 7 years ago.
On Wednesday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned the 83-year-old actor's 2018 conviction for drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004, according to court documents obtained by ET.
And it was just sad. Like, we're going to find out what the technicality was to get him off, but it was just sad to think, like, it felt like such a beautiful, powerful moment that a serial rapist like Bill Cosby, who is one of the biggest comedians of all time and has one of the biggest sitcoms ever, you can act like he didn't have any talent, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think he was funny, but he was like the greatest comedian ever for that era. And you have him go to prison because he raped women and he wasn't getting away with it. There was this beautiful symphony in the energy of this universe where you're like, thank fucking God, finally a celebrity is locked up. And I know he served 7 years, so I'm not saying that's a walk to the park and back. No one's going, oh my God, I want to serve 7 years in prison. But I'm saying to you, he got off really easy. And this fucker's not dying until he's 110. You better believe when a sociopath, maybe even a psychopath, comparing him to a sociopath is an insult to sociopaths. Psychopaths like Bill Cosby are not going to die tomorrow. That guy is going to live to be 110. You don't think he's got that evil in his eyes where he's like, you locked me up? Because now he's just going to go around saying he's innocent. The fact that he was left out now, we're going to hear forever with all the lawsuits that he's going to do. Because he's on an FU tour. He's here to screw us all because we found out he was a creep. And now he's going to try to weasel his way into all his dumb fans believing that he's innocent. Because that is exactly what's going to happen. Now that Bill Cosby's out, people would go to see him live. There's tons of Bill Cosby fans that now are going to go, he was innocent, he was framed. Oh, God, I can just see the circus in front of me right now and it makes me want to vomit.
To the docs, the court found that an agreement that Cosby had with a previous prosecutor prevented him from being charged in the case.
And I'm surprised it took 7 years for this to happen. I feel like if the court system was actually, you know, reputable and respectable, they would have known about this earlier. I feel like that's like something from the paperwork. And what I'm saying by it being reputable to get Cosby off originally, it's like it pretty much sent him to jail through a scam. Like, it was pretty much a sham because he had an agreement where if he gave all the evidence, it wouldn't be used against him, but it was used against him. So in a way, it's really good for the laws that he was let go, because it's bullshit because he's a rapist and a horrible person, but it's also good because we weren't breaking the laws to keep him in jail. You know what I mean? Like, he does deserve to be free because all the info he gave was pretty much not used. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks horrendously that it didn't work out in the end, but maybe if lawyers were so great, and maybe if the criminal system was so great, you would have found other ways to prosecute him and not think that people would find out that you can let him go because the evidence was never supposed to be used. It's just a great clusterfuck of people desperately wanting him in prison where he should be, but it didn't really work out in the end.
Cosby had already served more than 2 years of his prison sentence, which was set to last between 3 and 10 years.
Yeah.
He was denied parole in May.
Alrighty, so. Man. I'm really worked up. Really worked up. Really frustrated. But I'm good.
60 years. 60 years. Just thinking about this and...
Oh, how time flies.
Here it is.
It only took 6 decades, but Gwen Goldman's wish to be a Batgirl for the New York Yankees has finally happened.
They should have done it sooner. I mean, no one's going, oh my God, I want to hang out with the MLB. Baseball is so cool. Watching guys who make $400 million sit out in the outfield. How nice.
In 1961, Major League Baseball was obsessed with breaking Babe Ruth's single-season home run record.
Fun stuff, going to the baseball game. Woohoo!
The Yankees were in the World Series again in 1961. Again.
That's the traditional baseball announcer. I know this impersonation sounds nothing like the actual thing, but they all had to talk with that craziness. And up at the bat is Hank Aaron.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Gwen was 10 years old in 1961, and she wanted to be a part of baseball history.
Got it.
She wrote a letter asking to be a Yankees bat girl. The response she got would make modern girls bristle.
What?
Then team manager Ron Hamey wrote back, "While we agree with you that girls are certainly as capable as boys, and no doubt would be an attractive addition on the playing field."
That's a little sexist right there.
"I am sure you can understand that in a game dominated by men, a young lady such as yourself would feel out of place in a dugout."
We wouldn't mind you hanging around, but your good looks would just make us feel out of place because we couldn't pay attention because you're so good looking. It's essentially what he said, which that's pretty sexist, actually. There's no way we can have you around this dugout because you would be such a bother, and us men couldn't pay attention at all because there's a woman around. Because we claim to be looking out for the woman, but in reality, we're saying that we're antisocial because we can't imagine just casually hanging out with a woman in 1960 in the MLB.
After all these years, Gwen held on to that rejection letter.
Yeah, she did. She talked about it at parties a lot, too.
She married, had children, and beat cancer.
But was never over baseball, because sports is so important.
And when her daughter sent that letter to current Yankees GM Brian Cashman,
they're like, oh my God, we can so be woke today. Thank God. the NFL and the NBA has been incredibly woke, but we haven't had our woke moment in the MLB besides players kneeling. So you know when Brian Cashman saw that, he's like, woohoo, we're getting good publicity now because we've had a pretty disappointing year and we haven't won a World Series in 12 years and no one really cares about baseball anymore. So now we get to be relevant because we get to be woke, which, I mean, isn't a bad thing, but you know when Brian Cashman saw that, he's just opening up all the letters and he's like, oh my God, we can use this for our advantage. Being woke, we'll get good attention.
Gwen's inner 10-year-old was vindicated.
Woohoo!
On behalf of the entire organization, yeah, it would be my great honor for you to join us for our game on Monday, June 20th.
Please, we need good attention. We need good publicity.
28th versus the Los Angeles Angels to serve as our honorary bat girl for the day.
Took 60 years.
60 years later, Gwen looks right at home in the...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, I'm glad she got to be a bat girl. It's fine. It's good. But the whole situation was kind of like fucked up in the way that, first of all, and me swearing does not represent my jobs. I just don't care anymore. And this is my podcast. And it's not like they're trying to get it on the radio. What I'm saying is you literally had it begin from the fact that she thought she was going to be a Batgirl and they were sexist. And they're like, we can't have women around. No. We're looking out for your best interest because we're the New York Yankees and we can't imagine a woman just hanging out with us without cheating on her husband and giving us a blowjob. Heaven forbid a woman just be a Batgirl. Us men 60 years ago can't handle that. So you have the situation begin with that. And then more than a half a century later, they're like, oh, yeah, please, we need good attention. It's just... It's funny how the eras within a lifetime, how everything changed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Can we just all accept everybody? Like, your life is so short, man. Like, I don't know why they had to have that mindset back then. But, oh, the 60s was such a good era. You'll hear every boomer go, oh, you millennials, you Generation Zs, you're sad. You got things so easy. The way that housing prices are up and companies that are corporate are paying shit. They don't really see this. This is me being passive aggressive. The way that gas prices are going up. But we had it so good in the 1960s where everything was, you know, cheaper, but things sucked. Like, we didn't treat women well and there was racism. But, oh, that era of us growing up is so better than how you guys have it now. Oh, God. Every conversation with a boomer in a hot tub. That's a really sexual sentence. Like, I was talking about, like, going to the gym and hanging out with a baby boomer who's also in the hot tub. Because when I said hanging out with a boomer in a hot tub, it turned very sexual, which... Maybe it was just me suppressing a memory.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. Oh, let me tell you, he is the best barber in this whole wide universe. He is over on Kennedy Boulevard at Salon Loft. You go to richkbarber.com and you sign up for that appointment. And, oh, you're going to have so many endorphins when you sign up for a haircut with Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. And when you sign up for that appointment and you sit down in that chair, you tell Rich, no, this is the most important part. Forget everything else I said. This is the most important part. But then if you forgot everything I said, then you would have no idea what I'm about to say. Because I'm about to tell you, when you sit down in his chair and you tell him that I sent you, oh, you're going to get hooked. Up.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Is your significant other driving you nuts? The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Kardashian is no doubt a fashion icon. Yeah. And being the rule bender that she is, she visited a religious site and broke the dress code in a major way. So naturally, the internet has some thoughts. Let's get into it.
Kim Kardashian is in the business of looking stunning, and no doubt she's changing the style game.
Well, that's all she knows how to do.
So when she was vacationing in Italy, she visited the Vatican and did her thing.
Oh, hell yeah, they did. Oh, the priests totally weren't checking her out.
And while she definitely turned heads, it's...
Yeah, she did. I'm married to God, not Pornhub. Oh, wait, that's right. Oh, yeah, check out the internet browsers of anybody that's... You know, working at a church, I'm sure Pornhub.com is not there at all. I'm sure Kink.com is not there. They only pray all day. They would never watch Kim Kardashian's sex tape. Those religious figures.
Seems like she may have forgotten to check the rules before visiting the Pope's home.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Kim rocked an off-the-shoulder sheer white lace dress while taking a private tour with supermodel Kate Moss and Kate's daughter.
Can you imagine all the nuns? Who's that dirty whore? And when they're saying to her, who's that dirty whore? They're really suppressing how they feel about themselves for some reason. Because some of the most judgmental people you will ever meet is one of those nuns that, and this is me talking about going to church growing up, that walks around the church afterwards and is trying to give you life advice. Those are the type of nuns that would see Kim Kardashian and be like, get this whore out of here. We don't need a Mary Magdalene.
However, the Vatican's website is very strict with their dress code.
Yeah, please wear clothes.
And the official website says it's only open to appropriately dressed visitors. It reads, sleeveless and or low-cut garments, shorts above the knee, miniskirts and hats are not permitted.
I mean, that's literally the Kardashians' dress code.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
and while
I agree.
People often wear black when visiting the Vatican, it's not a straight rule. However,
all right, I don't care anymore. Oh my God, we got such bigger things to fry, but no, in the Vatican. Forget about all the pedophiles that are being covered up. Kim Kardashian showing a little skin. Oh, that's the real problems. Because if God's real, he's totally not going, why are all your priests doing things to kids? And why is everything being covered up? And why are famous preachers just creepy millionaires? No. That's not what God would be into. God would be like, oh my God, Kim Kardashian, she dressed a little scandalous at the Vatican. That's the biggest problem on this planet. Mm-hmm.
Kodak Black having some issues with one of the artists on his label named Jack Boy. Basically, it's alleged that there's some bad business being done on Kodak Black.
Yeah, seems like the whole rap business is bad business.
But Kodak basically responded by standing on this boat. He has this huge stack of money. Apparently, it's like $100,000. And he's just throwing the money over the boat. And then...
That must be nice. Ah, man, we're going to see a documentary in 10 years where he's going to be either suppressing that he's poor and doing reunion tours. Or he's going to be like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have thrown away that money. Like Kodak Black will be doing some video podcast where he smokes weed and he's like, yeah, it'll be Mike Tyson.
He's in a bathroom. He's flushing. It's at least like $1,000 that he flushes.
All right, this is infuriating. Give me the money, Kodak. I work really hard. This next headline. Oh my God, is Jack Harlow so cool? He's a white guy that's rapping, but he's really pulling it off. He's making us Caucasians look good. What's going on?
And moving on to more news that erupted from the BET Awards as rapper Jack Harlow has responded to his viral moment with Saweetie. A clip of himself flirting with the Icy Girl rapper at the 2021 BET Awards was floating around the internet.
Yeah.
And some fans even wondered if Jack Harlow was actually trying to shoot his shot.
No, he was. I will pull up the video. Let me go to my Twitter while I play this news clip, okay?
Well, the What's Poppin' rapper said that it's just a friend vibe between the two artists. After the flirtatious moment, a reporter for The Shade Room asked for more details on what the fans just witnessed.
Imagine saying that sentence 20 years ago. I'm a reporter for the New York Post. Where do you report at? The Shade Room!
Jack simply said, that was me saying hello, but...
All right, no, we're going to play the video. So it's the red carpet of the BET Awards, and Saweetie's just doing some reporting. And then Jack Harlow walks over, and it's like, what's popping? This is from XXL on Twitter.
Jack.
I know.
Good to see you. I just want to interrupt. I just want to say how we never met. How you know?
I can see you.
You don't like getting caught off guard?
Why are you shaking?
Emma?
Yeah.
So there he is playing handsy with Saweetie. The microphone's not the best, but he's pretty much talking to her while like touching her arm. It's adorable.
Oh, nobody's shaking. Nobody's shaking.
Jack, nobody's shaking.
Step into the shade room. Okay, was that him shooting his shot or what?
I don't know, but y'all better not be messy with this.
No, we not.
Bring towels.
I'm messy.
No, girl.
I'm not messy.
No, I like you.
Oh, no. That's her trying to go, oh, I'm so thrown off. But you know she, oh, yeah. You know they had wild sex later on. Because he's Jack Harlow and he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Saweetie and the pop icon Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you heard that right. Cher is still influencing women to this day.
Hey, sister.
The Icy Girl rapper was set to release her Pretty Bitch music last week, but she decided to delay it once again.
Got it.
Saweetie shared that after meeting Cher to work on, quote, a really big campaign.
Really big.
Realized her album was not yet complete.
Mm-hmm.
The best friend rapper told Billboard, I thought the album was done, but after I met her, I had an epiphany.
I had a quarter life crisis.
Album needs to have feelings. It needs to have...
Whoa, music having feelings? You're saying if you were to add feelings to your music, things would improve? Whoa, breaking news!
Soul, it needs to have spirit, and I have a lot of room for improvement, so I'm going to work on that. And
I like hearing that. I like hearing one of the new millennial artists being like, I have ways to improve, because you have like Billie Eilish and Ariana Grande or Logic or whatever music is out now where they're like, this is the best I've ever put out. But to hear a humble artist go, I can improve, it's kind of refreshing.
And once it's done, the album will be released. I wonder what conversation these two had. Switching gears to Cardi B, the rapper recently jumped on Instagram to dispute some rumors regarding her old beef with Nicki Minaj. Internet personality and Love and Hip Hop star Jessie Wu spilled some tea while on the Neighborhood Talk and said years ago, back in 2017, someone from Cardi's team claimed that the main reason for putting Cardi out was to, quote, knock Nicki out.
Duh.
She went on to say that after hearing this, it was not a shock when the two got into an altercation.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are legitimately the same artist.
At New York Fashion Week in 2018. Well,
like Lil' Kim was the first one, and she did it with Class. And then Nicki Minaj just put the ass in Class. And then literally, Cardi B was like, I'm going to go full on twerking and talking about WAP.
Cardi B was not here for this and left a comment under the video to defend herself and her team. The WAP star said, the lies. I hate that I gotta address shit that is so irrelevant. Jesse,
if it was so irrelevant, you wouldn't be responding because it's so irrelevant, but you're self-conscious that you're finally being exposed.
Wu is the same person that I got on my DM asking me advice because she signed to my old record label and she felt like my old manager played her. Cardi continued to dispute Jessie Wu's claims and let it be known that her team had other issues to worry about at the time.
And I got other issues to talk about, I don't care. Also in that video was going to be a headline about how Shawn Mendes once raised his voice at Camila Cabello. That must have been the most bland fight. I'm mad at you. No, I'm mad at you. No, I'm really mad at you. Let's make a song about it and pretend like our relationship is perfect.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Oh, DJ Tone Tampa. The best in all of the Bay Area. If you go to WestchasePrinting.com, at Westchase Printing on Instagram, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. But when you go to WestchasePrinting.com, there you can get posters, you can get business cards, yard signs, banners, whatever the hell you need. And when you're at WestchasePrinting.com and you go to checkout, message him on the invoice that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, and he'll hook you up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Ah, 856-49-HUBBY. 856-494-6773. Tweeted me at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Hollywood Roundup, starting with the aftermath of the Bill Cosby release from prison. Yesterday, Bill's 2018 sexual assault conviction was overturned by a Pennsylvania high court. 3 years ago, the actor was found guilty of three counts of aggravated indecent assault after drugging and sexually assaulting Canadian basketball player and massage therapist Andrea Constant in 2004. The decision was overturned after the court discovered an agreement with a previous prosecutor that should have prevented Cosby from being charged over the assault. He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years at the time. His release from prison was a shock to the internet, but an even bigger shock was certain celebrities' response. Felicia Rashad, who played Bill's wife on The Cosby Show from 1984 to 1992, posted a message of her support for her former co-star after his release from prison. The actress wrote, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected."
You know what that is? She can't even believe what Bill did. So she's like, kind of like Derek Chauvin's mom. I found out I've been saying it wrong, Chauvin. But Derek Chauvin's mom doing that whole disgrace up there a few days ago. It's essentially where the person you love, related or not, they commit such a horrendous, awful crime that you're pretty much like, no, they're a perfect person. And then everybody hates you.
I am just going to rip the Band-Aid off. I am here to tell all of you, my wonderful co-hosts and the viewers at home, that this is going to be my last season here at The View.
No! Meghan McCain's leaving a show that no one really cares about. No!
Meghan McCain is stepping down as co-host of The View.
I will be here through the end of July to finish out the season with all of you, which I am grateful for.
On Thursday, the 36-year-old conservative commentator
had a midlife crisis.
Announced the news that she's leaving the ABC daytime talk show after more than 3 years on the panel.
This was not an easy decision. It took a lot of thought and counsel and prayer and talking to my family and my close friends.
So, The View just got even less controversial. Yeah, she's annoying, but her opinions? Spice it up. Everybody else has the bland liberal opinions, and she's the Republican. Like, I don't give an F.
So, Indiana Jones won't be cracking the bullwhip anytime soon. Harrison Ford went down on the set of Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah, he's like 80. It's a blessing he's on all two feet. But then again, maybe being old and being out of touch is the new thing. I mean, have you seen our president?
Now, this man, 78 years old, and was filming a physical, choreographed fight scene.
That sounds good.
Why on earth this is in this film,
I don't know. So, Harrison Ford, he hurt himself. A 78-year-old hurting himself while making an action movie? That just doesn't seem plausible. Finally, in a celebrity roundup before we get into the NBA. Ariana Grande giving away $1 million in therapy. Oh, good.
Ariana Grande has always spoken out about the importance of mental health, but she's taking it to a whole new level by giving away $1 million worth of free therapy. Let's get into her incredible new initiative.
Can I have some?
Ariana Grande has...
I totally need therapy!
...been very outspoken about her own mental health struggles, including PTSD, and how she wants to end the stigma around mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just last month, she shared this info with fans for Mental Health Awareness Month, right?
Okay. The Mental Health Awareness Month was great and all. Oh, it was stupendous. The way that everybody talked about mental health passive-aggressively for 30 days, and then everyone moved on. Oh, from May 1st till May 31st. Mental health, June 1st. Wow, May flew by, and no one talks about it for the rest of the year. I want to see the people who really were talking about the mental health in May to do it all year round. Until then, it's just a month like the rest of them.
Here's to ending the stigma around mental health and normalizing asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Healing isn't linear, fun, quick, or at all easy, but we are here and we've got to commit to making this time as healthy, peaceful, and beautiful as possible. The work is so hard, but we are capable and worth it.
Yeah, but we just care about it through May and then move on. And like being mentally ill, because I have ADD, ADHD, and bipolar, so I am just a milkshake of insanity and madness, so I can relate to being insane. And it's infuriating. Throughout May, everyone's like, Mental Health Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, and everybody moves on. So I can relate to Ariana Grande talking about it. Like, I don't have legitimate PTSD, but there are certain events that have happened in my life where if I feel like I'm reliving it, I have the same emotions I did then, so I can kind of relate. Maybe it's PTSD. I haven't been diagnosed, so I don't know for sure that it's PTSD. But it's infuriating when you're mentally ill and you know people that are mentally ill that it's literally a struggle to get by. It's literally a struggle. And then you have radio and TV and magazines and everybody going, mental health, mental health. Let's share a meme about mental health. If you really want to see a change, do it 24/7. Until then, you're nothing more than a phony, and go back to your Free Britney movement, because that's the same type of person. Somebody who would talk about mental health for clout through May also is doing the Free Britney movement. Essentially, life's too short to be a clout chaser. If you're a clout chaser, you're a dork. If you're a clout chaser, you have the credibility of a dead podcast. And if you're hearing this exact moment, that's because you've listened the whole way through. So you got potential. Because you know what a good podcast is. You got talent, kid, because you're listening. So obviously you have good taste, but just find something, you know, that's not, exploitation for clout.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Chris Paul's self-belief pays off as he is heading to the NBA Finals. Chris Paul flops a lot. Chris Paul is irritating, but man, it's so cool seeing one of the all-time greats go to the Finals. And I would love for him to win.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, in the offseason, Chris Paul chose Phoenix, and this is from probasketballtalk.com. The Suns were a rising young team, and Chris Paul made them better. But the Suns hadn't made the playoffs in a decade. In his mid-30s, Chris is running out of time, while it seemed the Suns would be more of a fit for him, besides playing in Oklahoma City, Houston, or wherever he played. It's very cool seeing Chris Paul make the finals. So, like, the thing is this, though. He has to win this year. He'll never have a chance again. And I think he's aware of that. I don't think he needs to listen to Happy Hour more than an hour in to know that. I think he's well aware that this is once or done. This is also from ProBasketballTalk.com. Mavericks viewed as top threat to poach Kawhi Leonard from Clippers. This whole Kawhi Leonard, like, that whole era on the Clippers was bizarre. Because the first year was into quarantine. And then the second year, like, to me, if there was a way to properly explain the mindset and the killer mentality of the Los Angeles Clippers, like, the one way to explain why they didn't make it to the finals was the fact that they benched their players the last few games of the season so they didn't have to play the Lakers. Like, to me, if there was a moment to represent that the Clippers were good, but they weren't killers, it was the moment when they're like, we're afraid to play a team, so we're going to rest our players and hide like little bitches because we don't want to potentially lose in the first round. And then the Clippers kept going down 2-0 against the Mavericks and 2-0 against the Jazz. The Clippers, like, I don't know what it is. Like, you know when you visit a small town or you visit the Midwest and it's very cloudy out, and then when you move to a more tropical location, you realize all our life's problems was because of the weather. And there's just certain cities, Nashville, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, like, they're good cities. But the weather and the attitude and the short seasons just kind of lingers and it makes everybody grumpy. I feel like the NBA equivalent is the Los Angeles Clippers. Like, they're good, but they're never going to win. And the reason they're never going to win is you have players that care too much. In the post-game conference, you have Paul George being interviewed and, like, he's saying how great he is, but bro, I know we hear this all the time. You're not a millionaire. How can you critique sports? Because I can. Paul George, you're being paid hundreds of millions to shoot two free throws. Yeah, you're a good player from the outside looking in. Like, if you were an alien that just crash landed, you'd go, that guy's really good at basketball. Do you realize that clutch gene is just not in Paul George? It just doesn't exist. It just doesn't even come into fruition. It just doesn't even come into reality. Also, this is from ProBasketballTalk.com. Paul George feels he answered narrative of me not being postseason player. Ah, this is going to be a good article. Wrong button. This is going to be a good one. This is from ProBasketballTalk.com. He has scored more points than anyone in the 2021 playoffs. He has gotten into the line more times and made more free throws than anyone else. He grabbed more defensive rebounds than anyone else. And he played 130 more minutes than anybody else in the postseason. The equivalent of 2.5 full 48-minute games. Paul George carried an insane load. Yeah, like that side chick life he has. And he carried them farther than his franchise has ever been in the postseason. That's the thing, too. It's like, you failed. Oh, the farthest we've ever gone in the playoffs. Good for you, Los Angeles Clippers. Back to the article. With Kawhi Leonard enclosed due to a sprained knee, George took on the burden and lifted the Clippers into the conference finals for the first time. It's time to end the Paul George fell in the playoffs narrative. Not that Paul George was ever playing along. Back to the article, it continues to say, and this is from Paul George, the narrative of me not being a postseason player or all that, I never got it. Because you choked on Indiana, you choked in Oklahoma City, and you kind of choked here, but because you made it farther than we expected, we're going to overlook you choking this year. He goes on to say, and quote, I've dealt with things as we all do. Makes me no different than the next man, but it is what it is. I came up short again. But me not being a postseason player, I don't get it. Even though I continue in that sentence to say I came up short again. Maybe that's why people don't think you're a postseason player, Paul George, and you're in denial because you begin by saying the narrative of me not being a postseason player or that I never got it. But then you finish the quote by saying I came up short. My good wasn't enough. Yeah. You're a good player, Paul George. You'll probably make the Hall of Fame because like they accept anybody, but like, quit lying to yourself, buddy boy. Finally, the Magic did not hire Penny Hardaway as head coach. Oh, man. Penny Hardaway can't catch a break. He's the Derrick Rose of the 90s. He got injured and never heard from him again. All right. This segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com, Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. And FitSage Fitness, Devin Prasad, the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. If you're not in the Bay Area, don't worry. You can do virtual workouts. And he has his own app. He's got his own workout plan. He's got his own meal prep. And if you're spiritual, you can talk to him because he's a sage. All the info, FitSageFitness.com. This has also been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, the best martial arts trainer in the whole world. All the info is at AmirAcademy.com. You can listen to Hoppy Radio, a.k.a. Hoppy Hour, on Spotify, Stitcher, took me a minute to get it out, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Audible, by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, Snapchat me, Hoppy Radio, Instagram, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppyRadio at gmail.com, 856-49-HOPPY, it's 856-494-6773. You can leave me a voicemail and tweet me. We are heard on ZRadioLive.com. quadpod.com, and I can't take it. I'm out of breath, so I'm gonna end the show. Goodbye now.
Hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Money, and like that, he's gone.